Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Space Facts for Curious Minds, by Pantheon. Space Academy is a popular astronomy fact compendium built around a large collection of 575 short entries on astronauts, planets, stars, galaxies, and other space-related subjects. Rather than presenting astronomy as a continuous textbook narrative, it uses quick facts and trivia to make scientific ideas easier to browse, remember, and discuss. The book appears to combine three volumes into one larger reference, which positions it as both a casual reading book and a source of bite-sized learning for students, families, and space enthusiasts. Its purpose is not to provide advanced mathematical astronomy or a specialist research survey, but to expose readers to a wide range of concepts, from solar system features to exploration milestones and cosmic scale phenomena. The result is an accessible non-fiction book for curious readers who want breadth, variety, and frequent moments of discovery without needing technical background. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a high-volume fact format designed for browsing rather than linear study. The most distinctive feature of Space Facts for Curious Minds is its scale 5, 75 astronomy facts collected into one volume. This structure changes how the book functions compared with a conventional astronomy introduction. A textbook usually builds knowledge sequentially, starting with basic definitions and moving toward more complex systems. A fact compendium instead invites intermittent reading. A reader can open the book at almost any point and still gain a self-contained piece of information. That makes it suitable for short attention windows, classroom warm-ups, family trivia, or casual exploration during travel or downtime. The strength of this approach is breadth. Readers encounter many subjects quickly, which can spark curiosity and lead them to investigate topics in greater depth elsewhere. The limitation is that individual entries are likely brief, so the book is better understood as a gateway or reference of prompts rather than a complete astronomy course. Its educational value comes from repeated exposure, variety, and the ability to make space science feel approachable. Secondly, solar system facts connect familiar planets with measurable physical realities. A major part of the book concerns planets, moons, asteroids, meteors, and other solar system bodies. The examples highlighted in available descriptions include Neptune color, weight on Mars, Earth escape velocity, and the tallest mountain in the solar system discovered through Mariner 9 observations. These subjects are useful because they turn distant astronomy into comparisons readers can understand. Weight on Mars, for example, introduces gravity as a measurable difference between worlds rather than an abstract formula. Escape velocity shows that leaving a planet depends on mass, gravity, and speed, giving readers a practical way to think about spaceflight difficulty. Neptune color opens a path toward atmospheric composition and light absorption. Mars' volcanic terrain demonstrates that planetary geology can be more extreme than familiar Earth landscapes. By presenting such facts in compact form, the book helps readers build a mental map of the solar system as a set of varied environments, each governed by physical principles that can be compared directly. Thirdly, astronaut and mission trivia frame space exploration as a technical challenge. The book includes facts about astronauts and space exploration, which gives the collection a human and engineering dimension beyond celestial objects alone. Astronaut-related trivia can make astronomy more concrete because it connects cosmic environments with the practical problem of surviving, traveling, and working beyond Earth. Topics such as launch speed, gravity, planetary conditions, and mission discoveries help readers see that exploration is not only about reaching destinations, but also about solving constraints imposed by physics. The mention of Earth escape velocity is especially relevant here, since it shows why rockets require enormous energy and precise design. Mission-based facts, such as discoveries associated with spacecraft observations, also demonstrate how knowledge of the solar system has been built through instruments and planned investigation rather than speculation alone. For young readers, this can broaden the idea of space careers beyond astronauts to include engineers, scientists, mission planners, and data analysts. The book therefore uses trivia to make exploration feel accessible while still pointing toward real technical complexity. Fourthly, stars, galaxies, and cosmic phenomena expand the scale beyond planet-centered astronomy, although the solar system provides many of the easiest entry points. Space Facts for Curious Minds also covers stars, galaxies, and broader astronomical phenomena. This wider scope matters because it prevents the book from becoming only a planetary trivia collection. Astronomy involves multiple scales nearby moons and planets, stellar life cycles, star clusters, galaxies, and the large structure of the universe. A fact-based format can help readers move among those scales quickly, making visible how unusual Earth is while also showing that it is part of much larger systems. Facts about stars can introduce temperature, brightness, distance, and lifespan. Galaxy-related facts can help readers understand that the Sun is only one star in the Milky Way, and that the Milky Way is only one galaxy among many, even when individual entries are short. Repeated exposure to scale-based comparisons builds an important habit of astronomical thinking, interpreting objects not only by appearance but by distance, age, composition, and relative size. Lastly, fun trivia supports memory, discussion, and informal science learning. The book is positioned as both educational and entertaining, and its trivia style is central to that purpose. Enormous distances, unusual planetary colors, massive volcanoes, and high-speed orbital motion. Such details are memorable because they create a contrast with everyday experience. A reader may not retain a full technical explanation after one reading, but a vivid comparison can become a point of entry for later understanding. This makes the book useful for parents, teachers, and students who want discussion starters rather than long lectures. It can also serve readers who are already interested in space, but prefer a lighter format than academic introductions. The trade-off is that trivia can fragment understanding if read without reflection. Its best use is as a launch point. A fact about Neptune, Mars, or a meteor becomes more valuable when the reader asks why it is true and how scientists know it. In conclusion, Space Facts for Curious Minds is best suited for readers who want astronomy in a highly accessible, browsable form. It should appeal to children, teens, families, casual science readers, homeschool settings, and adults who enjoy quick nonfiction learning. Its practical benefit is convenience. The short fact format allows readers to learn in small increments without committing to a dense textbook chapter. Its intellectual benefit is breadth, since it places astronauts, planetary science, spacecraft discoveries, stars, galaxies, meteors, and cosmic phenomena in one collection. Compared with many beginner astronomy books, its distinguishing feature is volume and variety rather than a single guided explanation of the universe. That makes it especially useful as a curiosity builder, trivia resource, or companion book for readers who may later move into more structured astronomy guides. It is less likely to satisfy readers seeking deep mathematical treatment, detailed diagrams, or a comprehensive conceptual course. Within its category, however, it stands out by combining a very large number of facts with a tone aimed at broad age ranges. Its value lies in making space science easy to enter, easy to revisit, and easy to share. If you would like to support Panthen Space Academy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.